12 minutes left, regulation tie. Warsaw 17, Concord 7. As we start the fourth quarter, it's fourth down and looks like less than a yard. As a matter of fact, the referee steps it off. Actually, where he put the ball down, it looks like it's a full yard. When Warsaw has needed a yard tonight, they have just snapped the ball, and Drew's just taking it forward. And they are going to go for it. The offense is on the field. Coach Curtis had the whole 60 seconds here to rethink it, and he's not rethinking it. And that's part of why we love him.
Yep.
Because if you don't make it here, you give Concord the ball inside the 30-yard line, and they would most definitely have the momentum. This is Warsaw's heavy unit. You have Cooksey out there. You'll have an extra lineman, which is Cooksey. It'll be a tight formation, except Egoff is lined up out here to the left. So it's 10-on-10 in the middle of the field. Sullivan, ready to go. Whistle sounds. Fourth quarter begins with fourth and one from the Tiger 29. Sullivan keeps it, first down. That time, Andy, he took a step backwards. Yeah. What's the purpose of that?
I think that is trying, you know, delay things a little bit. Because as soon as that ball snapped, I was like, oh, he's going to hand that ball off. I think that kind of like the defense is like, oh, maybe it's not a true quarterback sneak. So he kind of just wait for that hole to develop just the left of the center, between the center and the left guard. And he got his yardage.
He got 2 yards. He only needed one. First down, Warsaw. 11:35 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Play clock down to 10. As Sullivan and the offense come to the line of scrimmage. Wings on either side. Sullivan, play action fake, looking. Dumps it over to the far side, and it's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by E.J. Jennings. He's at the Tiger 47-yard line. I don't know why Drew threw that ball. Chisholm was not open. And the Tigers turn it over on the interception, their first turnover since week 2. And Concord's got the ball at the Tiger 47-yard line.
Things have been running so smooth on the ground, you know, getting a couple yards and just kind of really dominating time and possession there. The thing that we couldn't afford there is an interception. And you're right, Roger, that's exactly what happened. Carson wasn't open. Probably better just to throw that ball away.
So the Minutemen, down by 10, have the football. The defense is going to be called on to make a play here. Brunner, quick throw near side. Brevard looking for a blocker. He got it, 45. Spins around, ran into his own man, still going. And got all the way down to the 41-yard line. No, 40-yard line, gain of 7. Second down and 3, Concord quickly to the line of scrimmage. One wide out this side, 2 on the far side. Thomas to the left, Brunner takes the snap. Looking, long throw down the middle of the field. Got his man, it's Brevard again. He slips and goes down, but he's got a first down at the Tiger 31-yard line. That's a gain of 9 yards and a first down for Concord. 10:32 left to go. Warsaw leads by 10, but that doesn't feel like much right now. Brunner, 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Thomas, 3 yards behind him. Takes a snap, hands off to Thomas. Running left, got hit by Hetty, got away from him. Still going up the far sidelines, down inside the 25-yard line. He's going to be marked down at the 21-yard line. First down, Concord. Another long gain for the Minutemen as they have found their offensive stride here in the Warsaw defense. With 10:09 left, is on their heels.
And this is kind of the Concord offense that at least I thought we'd see in the first half. Just really efficient running and throwing the ball.
Brunner. Whoop, whistle sound. Warsaw wants timeout. Timeout, Tigers. 9:57 left to play in the fourth. Warsaw leads 17-7, but Concord is driving. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Warsaw takes their first time out of the second half. Concord has all three of theirs. It feels like, even though the Tigers have a 10-point lead, it feels like what happens here in the next few plays is going to make a big difference in who wins the football game.
And boy, all of a sudden, 9 minutes and 57 seconds feels like an eternity.
Yes, that is for sure. Brunner's got his team at the 21-yard line. It is first down and 10, Concord. They trail by 10. Moten goes in motion, then stops on the left. And Warsaw jumped off sides. Warsaw jumped off sides. Hunter Dippin ran right into the center. And that's going to move the ball forward 5 yards. It'll be first and five from the 16. Warsaw's coming unglued a little bit here. As the game gets tight, it's not the play you want. I think that's Warsaw's second penalty of the game for just, what's their third penalty? 20 yards total. First and five. Brunner from the 16 takes a high snap, hands off to Thomas, running the short side, and he runs into a pile of white jerseys, including Grady Nelson, who's back into the game. Well, I don't think he got very far. Again, we're waiting for them to put the ball down so we can know for sure. It's a gain of one to the 15, second down and four. Concord heading toward the school building, toward their beautiful Performing Arts Center. From the 15, Brunner claps his hands, takes the snap, hands to Thomas, running to the wide side, turns up field, breaks a tackle, breaks another, dives across the 10-yard line. He's down to the 8. It'll be first and goal for Concord. Clock will run when they set the chains. 9 minutes, 11 seconds left to play.
Boy, if we can hold them to 3 points here, that would be something.
Well, right now they're attacking the edges of the Tiger defense, which we have said from the very first night was going to be the challenge for Warsaw. From the near hash mark, Brunner from the 8 takes a snap, hands off on the delayed handoff to Thomas, squirts through there, breaks a tackle, and he's headed to the end zone for a touchdown. Again, the Tigers had him right at the line of scrimmage for no gain, but Thomas broke through and then broke another, and with 8:42 left, Concord is down 17-13.
And this is where we'll be tested here. Again, Concord's offense is finally looking like we thought it would look like in the first half. It was actually kind of a state of bewilderment in the first half. You know, this isn't quite what we're looking at on paper, you know, all week, the stats and, you know, the elite receivers and running backs that Minutemen offense has, and they're finally showing what they can do in the second half so far.
Sabas for the point after, and it's a big one. It would get their team within 3. Fletcher Pohl runs onto the field late. And it looks like the Tigers had an injured player who made it off on the field under his own power. But he's continuing to be looked at. Snap, spot, kick is up, kick is good. 8:42 left to go in the game. 17-14. Warsaw's lead is down to 3. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. We expected a great game. We all of a sudden have one. 17-14. Concord within 3 and 8:42 left. And the game now belongs to the Tiger offense. They need a long, sustained drive, and they need points, preferably 7.
I think at the bare minimum, we just need to run some time off the clock. Points are great here, too, obviously.
Well, it feels to me like, Andy, that we've run out of our ability to stop them now.
Yep. I would agree with that.
Kicking off for Concord will be Potter. Ball in the near hash mark at the 40. Reed is on the near side. Wilson on the far side, standing at their 5. Potter's ready. He'll run up to it, and he'll kick it. Up the near side, this is Reed from the 3. 5, 10. Middle of the field, 15. He's to the 20-yard line, I think. Nope, they're going to mark him down at the 19. He got to the 19, and that's all. And that's where Warsaw takes over. First down and 10. 8:36 left to go in the fourth.
Well, if you're a Tiger fan, you're hoping for a nice 5, 6, 7 minute drive that results in a touchdown. If that happens, boy, I like our chances. But that is a big ask.
Well, yeah. And all of a sudden the Tigers, well, they had an interception in there that certainly changed the game. Now let's see if they can get some first downs on the ground. Concord backing out. They only have four guys at the line of scrimmage. Sullivan, option play, keeps it, turns upfield, breaks the tackle, breaks another, and gets 6 yards out to the 25. They tried some pitches early, and they didn't work. So now it's been pretty much 12 and 43, mostly 12. That's Drew Sullivan running the football here in the middle two quarters, now into the fourth. 8-10 to go. The Tiger lead was 17 at halftime. It is now 3. From the 25, second down and 4. Sullivan's going to take his time. Now ducks under center. Going to keep it again. It turns upfield. It's still going. Out past the 30 to the 35 before he finally falls down on his own at the 36-yard line. That's another first down after a gain of 11 for Drew Sullivan.
So those type of plays are daggers if you're a Concord fan. You know, when we get 5 or 6 yards a play, and then especially a rush play, and we can just let that clock keep going,
Yeah. They're
going to have to use their timeouts here in the next 4 or 5 minutes. And if they have to use all three, even if they get the ball back, that's going to be tough to score with no timeouts.
We will keep you up to date on the other scores. Steve is compiling them back at the station. 1st and 10, Warsaw. From their own 36 with 7:20 left to go. Sullivan again keeps it and dives forward again. And they'll mark him at the 39. It's a gain of 3. 2nd down and 7. Martinez on the stop with Camden Bonds for Concord. They'll rotate one guy out and another guy in, trying to keep fresh legs. Again, those are 3 offensive linemen out there playing defensive line for Concord, and have been this whole game. Under 7 minutes to go. Bart Curtis stalking the sidelines. Sullivan, 8 on the play clock. Now goes under center with 4. Takes the snap, option, pitches back. And it's Quint Brock. He got hit behind the line of scrimmage. He's thrown for a loss. They tried something different, and Concord was up to the task. It's a loss back to the 37-yard line. So it's going to be 3rd down and 7 for Warsaw. And this is a must-get here for the Tigers.
Yeah, because you're right. We're having a difficulty containing their offense. So, boy, 7 yards, 8 yards here would be really nice.
Warsaw gets themselves to line. Play clock at 6. Now 5, Sullivan runs the counterplay, and they again, Concord is up to the task. Martinez gets in there from his linebacker spot and stops Brock back at the 33-yard line. Quinton didn't have a chance on either one of those runs, and now the Tigers have to punt the ball to Concord, who will have a chance to take the lead. Oh, it's 4th down and 14 after the huge loss for Warsaw there. Smythe standing at his 20-yard line. Brevard is back deep. Concord with no down linemen. Everybody standing up. Good snap. Smythe gets the kick away, and it's a bad kick. I mean, it's a bad kick. It goes over the Concord bench, and it's going to be in Tiger territory. And here comes the official walking up the sidelines. It's at the 44-yard line. That is like a 13-yard punt. And Concord, with 5:06 left, has the ball with a chance to take the lead down by 3.
This game's been full of ups and downs. And definitely, if you're a Warsaw fan, this is a down. And now we have to see. We had some self-inflicted mistakes in the last 10, 15 minutes. Let's see if we can overcome them. That's going to be the name of this game, if we can overcome a couple crucial mistakes there.
From the Tiger 44-yard line, 5:06 left. Brunner takes the snap, drops deep to throw. There comes a flag. It's going to be a hold. Throw over the middle. There's two flags. And the pass is caught by Gomez. And a third flag comes in. This could be trouble. This could be trouble. Holding against the Minutemen. We knew that. Hunter Dippin got grabbed and dragged to the ground. But what's this flag down at the other end? Justin Shippey's been told. Holding Concord. Face mask, Tigers. They offset. We'll do the down over. 5 minutes to go. It was the 5 yard variety. So that's part of why that's not an automatic first down for Concord. But the Tigers give up 10 yards of field position and a down.
So that you could consider that a mistake as well.
That's a huge mistake. Especially, you could have let him run into the end zone. It wasn't going to count.
Right.
But that happens, and he probably didn't know. Brunner, Thomas to his left, drops to throw. Under pressure, lobs it out in the flat. It's incomplete. Incomplete, and the Tigers have another injured player. Whoever it was that was pressuring the quarterback is the one that's injured. That's Dippin. He's up, running back to the line of scrimmage. They tried to dump the pass out to Thomas. The Tigers had the quarterback and the intended target all wrapped up. Second and 10. 17-14, Warsaw by three. They were ahead by 17 at halftime. Brunner with Thomas again, 3 yards behind him. Three-man front for the Tigers. Snap back, they hand to Thomas, running left. Runs through a hole, runs around a Tiger, then another. Inside the 30, 25, and down near the 20-yard line, inside the 20, and they'll mark him out near the 15-yard line. They're going to mark him down at the 17-yard line. That's a 28-yard run for Thomas. And Concord with 4:37 left to play in the game. Now has first and 10 from the Tiger 17-yard line.
A lot of arm tackles there, and it's tough to bring down a guy like that with arm tackles.
Well, you're just not.
Right.
High snap, runner takes it, hands off to Thomas. He gets hit at the line of scrimmage, and he goes down. It's a loss back to the 20-yard line. Loss of three on the play, 4:08 clock running, fourth quarter. Tigers lead only by three. And Concord's got the ball at the 20-yard line facing second down and 13, almost 14.
Cam Kaufman that blew that play up.
He could do that a couple more times. Yeah. I'd be quite okay. Brunner, waist-high snap, fakes the handoff, rolling right, looking in the flat, got a man open. It's Gomez. He runs over a Tiger, then it stood up and spun around, still going inside the 10-yard line to the 5 and down to the pylon. Did he make it in? No, he's out just inside. Oh, yes, he is. Yes, he is. Touchdown, and then a flag comes in. 1, 2, 3 flags come in. Gomez with an amazing run after the catch. It's a 20-yard touchdown. Concord's taking the lead, and I believe that there's unsportsmanlike conduct, I believe, against the Minutemen after the play.
Boy, I know we don't have a great vantage point from up here, but it sure looked like he was out of bounds. But no instant replay?
None. Well, they're coming over to talk to Bart Curtis. Well, this is not – maybe they're trying to figure out what Bart wants to do. This is going to be a flag against Concord, who now leads 20-17. It's after the play. The Tigers are going to take the penalty on the kickoff. What a run by Gomez. Unbelievable.
We've got unconfirmed reports in the stands that he was out of bounds as well.
Well, there's an official looking right at it.
Yeah, but boy.
Sabas now for the point after. And it's a big one. It's the difference between a 3-point lead for Concord and a 4-point lead. Concord's short a guy. They're going to run a guy out there. They've got time. There's still 15 on the play clock. Moten will go out and fill a hole. He doesn't know where to go. So he'll line up on the end. Low snap. Spot is down. Kick is up. Kick is good. Concord 21, Warsaw 17, 3:33 left. We come back after 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Concord has the ability to turn things around quickly, and they have done that here in the second half. 21-17 Minutemen, and now Warsaw's got 3:33 to get down the field and win the football game. A field goal does them no good. Bad punt, turnover. Not a good sequence here for the Tigers.
The face mask penalty.
Yes.
That was a huge penalty.
It's a huge penalty. It backs the kickoff from the 40 to the 25. Warsaw's got people lining up at about the 20-yard line. Who will be the hero of this football game? It's still yet to be determined. Potter sets his team, walks, now runs the ball, kicks it away. And this will be taken at the 20-yard line. 25, 30, 35, Quint Brock, 40, 45, and he gets knocked down at the 49-yard line. Quinton Brock with a 29-yard kickoff return. We've not seen him on kickoffs, but that one worked pretty well. And Warsaw with 3:27 left has 51 yards to go to win the game.
So that's where that unsportsmanlike conduct penalty against Concord comes into play, because now, because the ball was moved back 15 yards and a good return by Quinton Brock, we have first and 10 at midfield with 3:27 left with a chance to go win this football game.
Quinton Brock with a great kickoff. Fog starting to set in here at Jake Field. It's getting hard to see the far sidelines. Sullivan. Concord. 8 men at the box. Sullivan keeps it. Turns up field. 45-40. Up the near sideline. 35-30. 25-20. 15-10. 5. Touchdown! Touchdown, Tigers! Drew Sullivan on the first play from scrimmage. Goes officially 50 yards, and the Tigers have retaken the lead. Holy cow.
So that was just one a fake to the fullback up the middle, and for some reason, most if not all of Concord's defenders bid on that fake. When Drew took it outside to the left, there was nobody there, and he just had to outrace two Concord defenders, and that's an easy touchdown.
Wow.
Huge play.
Huge. Extra point again, very big. It's 2-point lead, 23-21. Smythe can make it a 3-point lead. There's the snap, the spot, the kick is away, and it's inside the right, upright, and good. 3:17 left to go. 24-21 Tigers. Holy mackerel, what a game.
Man, we're seeing things that it's just, and this is what happens when you get two really good teams. You see some things that you just don't typically see. You see Warsaw coming out to a 17-0 lead against a second-ranked team in 5A. And I know we're ranked two. I'm not saying that that's a shock, but just kind of, you know, no one really saw that coming. Concord starts becoming Concord in the second half, takes the lead. Some stuff happens. We get the ball at midfield, and player's going to play. Drew Sullivan, 50 yards, all on his own.
Of course, the downside is now the defense got to go back out there with very little rest.
They've got to make a stand here.
Somebody's going to have to make a play.
Yep. Interception, fumble, something that we've because it's you're right. You said this 10 minutes ago. I think we're at the point now where we're not really able to stop them. Can we prolong this game enough to where we can have the clock run out or get that football? I almost said baseball. Get that football back somehow.
Fans here down below, the Warsaw fans, cheering their approval. Two men back deep, Smythe kicking off once again from the 40. Trying to kick this into the end zone and make Concord go 80 yards. Or 60 yards at least to make them kick a game-tying field goal. Smythe runs up to it. Oh, he's going to drill it down the field. It's bouncing, 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 bouncing. It bounces up. It's picked up by Brevard at the 6. 10, 15, 20, 25 up the sideline. Still going inbounds. And finally tackled at the 8-yard line. 3:09 left to play in the game. If you haven't been in the heart medicine yet, you better get on it.
This is the time. The defense has got to step up. We've asked a lot of our offense, and they've delivered for the most part. And the defense has too, but now the defense can really do its part to shut this game down.
They got to get to Brunner. They got to get to him before he can get rid of the ball and make him force up a bad throw. Brunner takes a snap at his 22, dropping deep, throws it in the flat. It's tipped and incomplete. Oh, Grady Nelson got one hand on it. He got one hand on it, tried to reel it in, could not. Second down and 10.
That was it. That was a good one.
That was almost the one right there.
Yep.
Because he could have wheeled around and maybe run it in. That would have been that.
Oh, yeah.
Second and 10. Ball to 28, just inside the far hash mark. Brunner claps his hands, takes the snap, dropping the throw, looking. Here comes pressure. He'll roll away from it. He'll throw it out in the flat, and it's going to be caught. It's Brevard, but Hedy was right there to make the stop. No gain on the play. It's third down and 10.
Great linebacking there by Cohen. Keeping that play in bounds, forcing that clock to keep running.
2:42 left. Concord has three timeouts. You've got three wideouts to the right, one to the left, and one back in the backfield. Brunner takes the snap, looking left, throws it high. Brevard could not. Well, he did make the catch. He made the catch, but he was immediately tackled. He was immediately tackled behind the line of scrimmage, and Concord is going to take timeout. 2:15 left to go in the game. Fourth and very long coming up. I do not know who made the play, but I can tell you that it is fourth down and 13 as the Minutemen take their first timeout. Well, they lost Brevard for most of this second half, but they have found him here in these last couple plays.
Oh, yeah. Flying to the ball. Now, if you say, like, you don't know who made that tackle, there was three or four Warsaw Tiger defenders making that tackle. We asked, like I just said 5 minutes ago, we asked some of our defense, and so far they've stepped up this drive.
2:15 left to go. Warsaw 24, Concord 21. Fourth and 13 for the Minutemen at their own 26.
So even if they don't convert here, Concord still have two timeouts. So it's not like we can just kind of like kneel. I would probably say at least one first down.
That's right.
Boy.
Tigers come off the sideline. Warsaw fans are standing. First they check with us to make sure that we can see, which is very much appreciated.
But they're making the press box shake.
Yes, they are doing that, absolutely. They have to get to the 40-yard line to keep the game going. Brunner takes the snap, drops the throw, throws it down the middle, and it's caught! It's caught! Gomez with an incredible catch at the 41-yard line. It's a gain of 15 yards. He slipped on the wet turf, Andy, and then reached back and grabbed it.
Yeah, he was on his back when he caught that. Thank goodness for if you're a Concord fan for a low throw, because he was on his back and made an outstanding catch.
2 minutes left to go. First down and 10 Concord from their 41. Brunner takes a snap, looking in the flat, dumps it out here. Caught by Thomas. He's the 45 and runs into the Tiger sideline. At the 47-yard line, that's a gain of 7. The clock stops with 1:51 left to go.
And I'm seeing, I saw it just on that last play, a couple Warsaw Tiger defenders and actually a couple Concord on offense slipping on the wet grass.
Yes. And one of them got wiped out. They had Thomas lined up.
That was Grady.
Second down and 3. Back to throw Brunner, again looking deep down the middle. Pump fakes, fires high. It's caught. It's caught at the Tiger 37-yard line. Again, it's Gomez making the catch. First down, Concord, 1:44 left. Clock stops while they move the chains. Now Justin Shippey winds it again. They need 3 to tie, 4 to take the lead. 2 wideouts right, 2 left, 1 back in the backfield. Brunner takes the snap, looking, throws it over the middle. Guy Brevard wide open, coming to the near sideline, 30 at the 25. He gets pushed out of bounds at the 25-yard line. That'll be a gain of 12 and another first down for Concord.
So that's how we brought pressure, and the Concord offensive line picked that up, which allowed Concord's receivers to run kind of like man-on-man, and there was he was wide open.
The clock stops because he went out of bounds. 1:22 left. Again, Concord has two timeouts left, trailing Warsaw 24-17, and Bart Curtis wants time. And we're going to take one just to catch our breath. 1:22 to go. Warsaw 24, Concord 21. Back after this 30-second break on News Now Warsaw. Stay tuned after the game. Bob Lovell and Indiana Sports Talk tapes you to midnight. What a game. We thought it would be. Warsaw had a 17-0 lead at halftime. Concord came roaring back with three touchdowns after halftime to take the lead. Drew Sullivan with a 50-yard run put Warsaw back in front. Now the Minutemen are at the Tiger 25. First down and 10, 1:22 to go. Brunner again with Thomas to his left. Claps his hands, takes the snap, looking left all the way. Fires to the far side, and it's incomplete. Pass intended for Brevard. Habegger on the coverage, second down and 10.
Good pressure there by Cam Kaufman. Probably caused Brunner to throw that a little bit sooner than he'd like.
Well, certainly the trajectory was not what he wanted. Yep. That was a little lower angle. Brunner went over to the sidelines, talked to the offensive coaching staff to get exactly what they wanted. Second down and 10 for the Tiger 25. Brunner claps his hands, takes the snap, hands off. Thomas running right, runs into two Tigers, and is thrown to the ground, and then a flag comes in. Let's see what this is. Holding against Concord. He didn't get very far. He maybe got a yard to the 24, but it's going to be a 10-yard walk-off against Concord. 1:11 left. Tigers by three. And the walk-off is going to bring the ball to the 35-yard line. So it's going to be second down and 20.
So if he called the hold that I saw, that flag came out about 4 seconds late.
Well, he still called it.
He called it, right. I was just shocked that he called that hold.
Oh, you didn't think it was coming at all.
Right.
I see. Ball in the near hash mark at the Tiger 35. Warsaw leads by three. 1:08 to go. Brunner takes a snap with time. Throws it over the middle. Brevard wide open at the 25-yard line. And he'll be tackled there. Well short of the first down. They'll give him to the 24-yard line. So that's a gain of 11. It's third down and 9. And the clock continues to run. Concord with two timeouts left. And the clock's running. It's down to 50 seconds left. They're going without a huddle. Brevard. Thomas to his right. Takes the snap. Drops to throw. Pressure coming from the outside. Steps up. He's going to take off. No, he's going to stop. Now he is going to take off. He got around one defender and runs out of bounds into the Concord sideline. But where? He's inside the 20. They're going to mark him out at the 17-yard line. So that's, what, a 6-yard gain?
Yep.
And this is the football game.
This is it.
Fourth down. And about 3 to get. We're going to have a timeout. We may have more than one. Timeout, Concord. We're keeping it here. 30.9 seconds to play in the football game. Warsaw leads by 3. Concord's got fourth down from the Tiger. They're calling it the 18. It feels like more like the 17. We expected a good game. We have been treated to a dandy, an instant classic.
So if you're Concord, do you run what's gotten you this far, this drive, throwing the ball, or do you try and?
Well, you get the ball to number one. You get the ball to Sharice Rivard. That's what you do.
Well, I'll tell you what.
However that is.
Yep.
Because he's been He's been really,
yeah,
really good.
Yeah.
Now, how do the Tigers defend us? That's, for me, the more intriguing question, Andy. How do they defend us? Do they double-team Brevard and take their chances with everybody else? Do they blitz? They have not blitzed at all in the second half.
Well, I think they did one time up the middle, and I think they picked it up.
Okay.
I think last drive. But I think right here, I think you're rolling the dice here. I think you're playing huge risk, huge reward right here.
Warsaw by three, 30 seconds left. Fourth down for Concord at the Tiger 18. They have to get the ball to the 15 to get a first down. Of course, they could run it with Thomas, too.
Right.
Here we go. Runner takes a snap, play action fake, rolling out. Here comes the blitz. They throw it out in the flat. Gomez got it. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. He's in. Touchdown. Gomez scores from 18 yards out with 23 seconds left to go, and Concord has regained the lead.
Great play call there. That was a pistol formation, a fake handoff to Brevard, which caused a lot of our defenders to bite on it, because why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you think that Brevard was going to carry the ball? He didn't. They had a guy in the flat. Brunner didn't miss, and he made the catch for the touchdown. 23 seconds left.
23 seconds. Sabas for the point after. Again, it's a big one. Craig Kaler's out on the field, and Justin Shippey's telling him to calm down.
Heddy's.
Another personal foul penalty would be a bad idea right now. Concord would like to take a timeout. Oh, man. Concord goes 72 yards in 3.5 minutes. Concord has scored 4 touchdowns since halftime.
Yeah. And you had a feeling that not that this was gonna happen, but we just know Concord overall is just a really good team with really good playmakers, and wow. Game's not over. A lot of things can happen.
A lot of things can happen. I would be stunned if Quentin Brock didn't get another chance to return a kickoff.
Yeah.
After the one he had just a little bit ago.
And you remember that 2-minute offense that we ran against Goshen?
Yeah.
That may come back here.
Well, you don't have a choice. I mean, you had 23
right.
seconds.
That's what I mean.
Sabas now for the point after to give his team a 4-point lead. Again, Brevard to hold it. Kicking toward the north end of Jake Field. Snap, spot, kick is away, and it's good. 28-24 Concord, 23 seconds left.
I just get the feeling that we've seen so many ebbs and flows in this game, starting off with us being so hot, shutting out Concord in the first half, them coming back, just like I said, the ebbs and flows, us taking the lead again, and now they're up with 23 seconds. I just think that there's one thing left. I think there's one more good for us to happen. And maybe I'm drinking the Kool-Aid.
Maybe you are, and I'm okay with that. As long as it comes true, I'm good with it.
Right.
We'll give you some scores here in a little bit. Mishawaka comfortably in front. Plymouth now up 17-0 on Wawasee in the third. Northwood leads Northridge now 17-10.
Maybe a little closer than we might have thought.
A lot closer.
Yep.
And Northwood had to do some offensive magic in the second half to turn that game around because they were losing. Potter will kick off from his 40. 23 seconds left. Warsaw is 23 seconds away. We've kept Austin Elder doing the stats down here very busy tonight, haven't we? He's going to sleep on the way home probably. You going to sleep on the way home? Yes, he says yes. Quentin Brock standing at the 10-yard line. Tucker Reed backing up down to the 5. Love to see little number 46 take off with it.
Yeah.
See if they kick it in the air down the field. Potter to the football. Drives it high in the air, and Reed will have it sail into the end zone. Touchback. Touchback. Tigers take over at the 20. 23.7 to go.
And four-point lead. Obviously, field goal doesn't do anything for us, so we've got to march the whole length. Of the field. We've got to get into the end zone. 80 yards.
80 yards.
Yep.
80 or bust. Ethan Egoff made some pretty good plays in the passing game early in the game. He is lined up out to the right with E.J. Jennings on him. And some light safety coverage in the middle of the field. Sullivan under center. Takes the snap, drops back, rolls right, throws it on the run. He's got Egoff, and Egoff makes the catch out past the 30. Should be a first down. It will be a first down. Right? He was way – oh, come on now. He was way past the 30-yard line when he caught the ball. They threw him backwards. Forward progress should have gave him the 32. Bar Curtis had to take his final timeout with 14.5 left. That's a huge call there by the official on that side. Because now the Tigers have to go – basically this play, right? They can't throw a short pass. This has got to be for everything.
I mean, they can get a first down and spike it.
They won't have time to get to the ball.
Yeah, and Quentin Brock was in at quarterback that last play.
He was?
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Well, you've seen him play in the spring.
He can throw it.
He's got an arm. He can sling it a little bit.
14.5 left. Tigers down 28-24. This is going to be another one of those games where it's going to be a great game that has a bad ending from the Tigers' point of view unless something happens here in the next 14.5. Yes, and it is Quentin Brock out there. So Brock gets credit for that pass completion of 9 yards to Egoff. Egoff out here on the near side, one-on-one with Jennings. It's the wide side of the field. Now he moves into the hash marks. Brock under center, back to throw, throws it over the middle. It's Egoff. He's going to flip it to Tucker Reed. Tucker Reed's going to go down. He got a first down to the 43, 8.6 left. Warsaw needs to go into their Geronimo setup and spike the ball, and they'll be able to get at least one more play. And they start the clock, and it goes down to 5.6.
That was a quick 3 seconds.
Well, he was ready. He was ready on the trigger there. There's another completion for Quentin to Egoff. This is it. Whatever happens here is it. Now Concord, who's had guys within five yards of the line of scrimmage, now back guys off 15 and 20 yards back. Egoff is on the far side. Logan Carl's on the near side. 5 seconds left. Warsaw. Basically, 4th and 58. Far side pass, tipped and knocked down. 2.3 left. 3rd down and 10 coming up for the Tigers, down by 4.
This will be the last play. I think this time you just send them all down and see how far Quentin can throw it.
Well, that's probably true. That's one of the challenges of this offense is you don't have a play for this.
Right.
I mean, I'm at practice every Thursday when they practice all the scenarios. Hail Mary from your own 43 is not one of those scenarios. 2 seconds left. Two wideouts right, one left. Snap back. Brock steps up in the pocket. He's going to run away from the defenders. He's going to throw it as far as he can down the field, and there isn't anybody from Warsaw down there. Nobody was down there. Evan Davis was the closest to it. He was a good 5 yards away. Concord comes back from 17 down at halftime and beats Warsaw 28-24. And they are going crazy on the home side because they have witnessed an incredible comeback by their football team here this evening. Post-game coverage begins next on News Now Warsaw. What a game. Unfortunately, it ends with the Tigers on the wrong end of the scoreboard. 28-24, Concord wins tonight over Warsaw, and they are the only unbeaten team in the league with still 4 weeks of football to play. Second half scoring, Warsaw with a 17-0 lead at halftime. Concord held scoreless until the 1:44 mark of the third, a 70-yard pass from Bo Brunner to Jack Jewett. The kick by Rafa Sadas was good, and it was 17-7. And you could feel the game beginning to flip over against the Tigers. At 8:42 then of the fourth, an 8-yard run by Jerron Thomas got Concord to within three after Sabas put home the point effort to make it 17-14. And then things got crazy. With 3:33 left, Concord took the lead on a 20-yard pass from Brunner to Derek Gomez. The extra point by Sabas was good. It was 21-17. But Concord received an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty after the touchdown. Barkhurst elected to take the penalty on the kickoff. The kickoff was run back by Quentin Brock to the 50-yard line. And on the first play, Drew Sullivan went left, and there was nobody around him. And he went the distance into the south end zone to give the Tigers the lead back with 3:17 to play. It was 24-21. The Minutemen got the ball back at that point and went down the field and scored with 23 seconds to go in the game, an 18-yard pass, again from Brunner to Gomez, his tight end, with 23 seconds left. Sabas with the extra point. That made it 28-24, and that is the way the game ended. And now it's time for the drive of the game, which is brought to you by Stonehenge Golf Course, a championship golf course steeped in tradition on Pearson Road. Stonehenge is ranked as a top 10 course in the state with immaculate greens, fairways, and tees open to all. Enjoy a Scottish-style links course right here in Winona Lake. Well, the drive of the game is that last one for Concord. They took the ball from their own 28 and went 72 yards in just over 3 minutes, scored with 23 seconds left, and won the football game by a final count of 28-24. 72 yards in just over 3 minutes. That's the winning drive, and it's brought to you by Stonehenge on Pearson Road. When we come back, we'll have the final stats next on News Now Warsaw. Warsaw Falls defeat tonight, 28-24 to Concord. Time for the play of the game brought to you by Havrilla and Nolan, LLC attorneys at law. Call Felicity and Carrie with elder law questions and for assistance securing Medicaid. Havrilla and Nolan, 121 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at hnllc-law.com. Sometimes it's hard, sometimes it's easy. What do you got?
Yeah, so I mean, it's got to be that last touchdown. That not only was that the touchdown that put the game out of reach for Warsaw, it was a fourth down conversion. That was a we knew it at the time. It was a huge play. Concord made the most of it, and that's the ball game.
An 18-yard pass from Brunner to Gomez with 23 seconds left to go, and the extra point by Sabas makes it 28-24. That's the way the game ends. Concord now 3-0 in the conference. Warsaw falls to 2-1 with the homecoming game coming up next week. More on that and scores from other games coming up next. The play of the game brought to you by Avrilla and Nolan at 121 West Market Street in Warsaw, online at hnllc-law.com. We wrap up next on News Now Warsaw. Let's update some scores and then let's get out of here. North Lakes Conference tonight. Mishawaka beat Goshen 49-10. Northwood held off Northridge 17-16. That was 17-10. Northridge scored a touchdown. What do you bet they went for two and didn't make it?
Yep.
We'll find out in the morning. Plymouth pulled away in the second half and beat Wawasee 30-0. Again, the Tigers play Plymouth at home for the homecoming game next Friday. Airtime 6:10 for pregame coverage. Kickoff is at 7. We hope a lot of you will come out for that. Elsewhere, late, it's Jimtown over Bremen 29-7. Tippecanoe Valley rallied and beat LaVille 32-21. Meconequa won at Peru 42-0. It was Rochester over Cass 30-22. Also, Pioneer 21, North Miami 14. That's in the fourth. Triton shut out Winamac on the road 28-0. Columbia City won again. They beat DeKalb 28-14. But here at Jake Field, an instant classic. But once again, one that went the wrong way for Tiger fans and their point of view. Concord scores 21 points in the fourth quarter and beats the Tigers by a score of 28-24. Final thought.
So, again, you know, we tell our baseball guys this all the time. You know, if stuff goes wrong and maybe things don't go our way, man, we got to learn from it. And I think tonight was a huge learning opportunity of, man, we were up 17 points. Again, not taking anything away from Concord because obviously they played a really, really good second half. But man, we just didn't finish when we had them. You know, there were a couple drives that I thought, man, if we can complete this drive to succession, this will more than likely go our way. We didn't make those plays, and I hope our boys can learn from that, because you're right. We may face these guys again in a month or two.
And we're gonna have Plymouth next week, and then in 2 weeks, Mishawaka will come to Fisher Field. Then we go on the road for the last 2 weeks of the season to Northwood and to North Ridge. So. We're hoping that the Tigers can win out and give themselves a chance, and that we'll be rooting for Northwood in their game with Concord to give the Tigers a chance to at least share this championship. Thanks to Steve back at the station. Thanks to Andy for his hard work this week and good job on the air. Thanks to Austin for doing the stats for us. I'm Roger Grossman. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. If not the outcome, Concord 28, Warsaw 24. Good night.